T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, a couple of things to talk about today. One happy, one not so happy. Ray got to go to the premiere, the red carpet. Ray put on the tuxedo and went to... Where'd they do this, Ray?
They did it at the AMC Theater at what they call Fashion District.
Well, which is 10th Fashion and District, and it doesn't get more fashionable than that. And so a premiere of a movie, a sports bio. Not enough sports bios these days, so what'd you see?
I saw it's called American Underdog, and it's the story of Kurt Warner. And I think anybody that's familiar with pro football knows the Kurt Warner story and knows if ever there was a story that was made for Hollywood, this is certainly it. Guy went to Northern Iowa, was not drafted into the NFL, signed as a free agent by the Packers, released, goes and plays arena football, is making so little money that he goes and works stocking shelves in a supermarket. has all sorts of personal history and side stories about the woman he falls in love with and her backstory and all the things that they go through that are a lot of it I knew, some of it I didn't know, and it makes the story all that much more compelling. But in any event, he gets the opportunity. He gets signed as a free agent by the St. Louis Rams, goes to St. Louis. He's coached by Dick Vermeil. He's the backup quarterback. Trent Green gets hurt, and all of a sudden, Kurt Warner, this guy who was stocking shelves like a year before, is the starting quarterback for the Rams, and all he does is go on to win the MVP award and the Super Bowl. So, yeah, I mean, it's the kind of story that if a screenwriter had just sat down and invented it, you never could have gotten a studio to buy it. It was like, this is ridiculous. This could never happen.
Yeah,
it really did happen, and it's turned into... The movie is actually better than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be a little hokey, but I thought it was quite good. I mean, an actor that I had not really seen before, a guy named Zachary Levy, is Kurt Warner, and he's quite good. He actually looks like Kurt Warner, and he moves and throws a ball like a guy who's played a little football. So he's credible in the part. Anna Paquin, who's only an Academy Award winner.
Yeah. Did they give her the spiked haircut?
They gave her the spiked. They gave her the spiked Brenda haircut. And so she plays Brenda Warner. And of course, Dick Vermeil is in this because Dick Vermeil is the coach of the team with St. Louis when Kurt Warner blossoms and becomes a Super Bowl MVP. And the part of Dick Vermeil, we saw him. Everybody who saw Invincible saw Greg Kinnear. As Dick Vermeil.
He was great.
He was really good.
You know what?
He was really good.
Second best actor in Invincible after you.
Well, I wasn't going to say that, but that's very kind.
Come on. Your appearance in the leisure suit was spectacular.
It wasn't bad. I got to say that. Okay. But I thought that Greg Kinnear was very good as Dick Vermeil. And in this, now you have to bring Dick back as an older man, because Invincible is 1976.
Yep.
You know, the Kurt Warner story is 20-plus years later.
Yeah.
So they brought back the Dick Vermeil in this film is Dennis Quaid.
Who's been in about half the sports movies ever made.
It's got to be 10 sports movies by now. And we saw him as Ben Schwartzwalder in the movie The Express. Ernie Davis story. We saw him in that. We've seen him in all kinds of movies. We've seen him as players. We've seen him as boxers. We've seen him as the rookie. We've seen him in all that stuff. And he plays Dick Vermeil here. The character who comes off as the real bad guy in this is Mike Martz. And the screening that I went to this week was hosted by Dick Vermeil and Carol Vermeil. And after it was over, Dick picked up the microphone and answered some questions. And he says, listen, you know, Mike Martz really wasn't like that. But they felt like they kind of needed a heavy in the movie. So they sort of decided that Mike Martz was going to be the heavy. And the guy who played him was an actor named Chance Kelly. And I got to say that if they wanted a heavy, they they did it upright. But the movie itself is very entertaining. It sticks pretty close to the facts. And if you're looking for an inspirational movie that'll make you feel good, this is it. So it's not out yet. It's going to be coming out in right around Christmas Day is when it's going to open. But it's if you're a football fan and you know the Kurt Warner story and you're looking for a feel-good movie, I say check out American Underdog.
I like it. Okay. Also, very sad news broke yesterday. So, you know, I keep saying I'm going to play Anything Goes, and we were in the green room kind of getting ready to perform, and somebody said Stephen Sondheim died.
Right.
And among theater people, obviously, it was a big deal. Actually, after the show, everybody stayed on stage, and we sang one of his songs from Into the Woods. But I know you're a big theater goer. I'm sure this one hit you.
It hit me, and it hit my wife really hard. She just loves, loves, loves Stephen Sondheim. One of her most cherished possessions is a playbill autographed by Stephen Sondheim. One of her favorite plays, actually her favorite play before she saw Hamilton, it's now her second favorite play, is Sweeney Todd. She loves Sweeney Todd. She saw it like six or seven times, and the last time she went was the final performance by Angela Lansbury. And so Maria waited around outside the theater to see the stars, and Stephen Sondheim came out, and she asked Stephen Sondheim for his autograph, and he signed the playbill and Angela Lansbury. So that playbill is now framed and hanging in the entrance to our home. So she was very saddened by the passing of Stephen Sondheim, as anyone who loves the theater does. I mean, you look at his body of work: Company, Follies, A Little Night Music, Pacific Overtures, Sweeney Todd, Merrily We Roll Along. And the play that is my favorite play of all time, and I've seen a lot of them, but I still, Sunday in Park with George, to me, is just absolutely brilliant theater. And he also wrote the music for West Side Story, and he has two plays that are still running on Broadway. They're bringing back Company, and Assassins is playing there right now. That's his work. I thought that Hugh Jackman put it very well when he said, "Every so often, someone comes along that fundamentally shifts an entire art form." And Steven Sondberg was one of those people. I think that's very accurately put.
Yeah, Sondheim was the Babe Ruth of this theater. Nicely done, Ray. What we're watching is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Guided Door and Window, looking to hire experienced installers and service techs. If you're in search of a great career opportunity, call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. Kenny in the Northeast is with us, although it doesn't appear that the computer tells me.
Hello.
There he is. Hey, Ken.
Hello. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi there.
Hello. The Eagles, for a moment, they're exactly where I picked them in the beginning of the season. I said, you know, they're going to get beat up the first half, and it's going to give them a little bit of a character to go into the second half. And they really control their own destiny, you know. It wouldn't surprise me if they could get in the playoffs, you know.
They could. They could. They have an advantage over some of the teams that are in that wild card mix with them because they've already won a few of those games head-to-head. The one team that would be problematic for them, and it's a team that's coming on right now, are the 49ers. 49ers are starting to play good right now, and the 49ers have beaten the Eagles head-to-head. So if it comes down to a tiebreaker, they will have that. But the Eagles have it now over a couple of the other teams like the Saints and the Falcons. So, but they, you know, the thing is, they just, simple matter, they just have to take care of business. They got to go out and win football games. And
yeah, well,
starting with the game tomorrow.
Well, like you say, one game at a time. But, I mean, you know, this is a real good chance for them to build character of getting them wins behind them. Mm-hmm. And then taking that momentum from the last game into the next game into the next game, you know. Because, you know, I mean, the way he's playing exceptional well, but also what he went up against, you know, the weaknesses of the two tackles missing last week against New Orleans and everything else, you know.
Yeah. Right.
But, I mean, you know, with these interdivision games, I've been watching the Eagles now for 62 years as a fan, and I know with these divisional games, anything's possible.
That is a very good point. We have seen in divisional games the better team lose, and nothing. Well, you and I are going to give our pick before we get off the air today, but nothing is given. I grant you that.
No.
Jack in Santa Barbara. What's up, dude?
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, guys.
And you
Same
too.
Same to you, Jack.
Yeah. It's all good. Hey, you did a great job caricaturing the offensive line. And so my question was, if they start stacking eight in the box, mm-hmm. which would mean that Goddard has to stay in and block, play that out for me, if you will, with the accuracy?
Yeah, that's a good. You know what? That's a good question. I'm glad he brought that up. So teams adjust, right? Mm-hmm. That's always what happens.
Mm-hmm.
If the Eagles run, teams are going to adjust, as he says. They'll put more in the box.
Sets up play action for you.
Sets up play action, and then
it's just a matter of, you know, your receivers are going to get open because there's going to be a lot of empty space up there. The play action fake will actually work because the way they're running the ball right now, teams have to, when he makes that motion that he's going to hand off, they have to believe he's going to hand off because of how successful it's been. So those linebackers have no choice other than to bite. So they're going to come up. They're going to get tangled up at the line of scrimmage, and then you got that big open space in the middle of the field that you can really exploit. And then it comes down to how good a passer is Jalen Hurts, because he's probably going to have time in the pocket, and you're seeing that now. There are some times now when they run play action, he stands in the pocket and he can look. He's got all kinds of time. So he's going to have the time, and then it's just a matter of him making the throws. Is he going to be out when he gets that opportunity, when he has time to set his feet, and he's got a receiver open 15, 20 yards down the field, can he lay it on the numbers? You know, because he's going to have that opportunity. That's how you're going to have to counter this, because teams are going to have to, listen, they have no choice right now. I mean, they're going to have to stack the line. They're going to have to play the run first, because that's what this team is right now. And then that opens up the other half of the playbook, and it's up to the quarterback to make the plays.
Well, there you go, Jack.
Well, you know, I remember Donovan's play fake. He had Westbrook to do it with, but that was pretty much the sweet spot of the Eagles' offense. And I'd like to see them embellish that and develop a screen game with him too.
Then we'd have
it all going on.
I love it, Jack. We got to run, but always good to hear from you. And it's all part of the development of the quarterback, right?
Oh, yeah.
You can do this, but now you got to learn to do that when they adjust on this.
Yeah, the difference in the play action with McNabb was teams never really believed the fake because they always knew that the run was never exactly what Andy wanted to do. Every time they did that kind of play, they'd say, okay, they're not going to really hand off. If they did, they'd say, oh, geez, they handed off. All right, let's go make the tackle. But they never really sold out against the run the way they will have to now because clearly this is a run-based team. Andy's team never was.
Amazingly. Mark is with us. Hey, Mark.
Hello?
Hey, you want to talk about Jalen Hurts versus McNabb? What's your thoughts there?
Yes. At the same stage, what does Ray think and what do you think about comparing the two? I think that right now Hurts is as good as McNabb. The only thing he doesn't have is McNabb's arm strength. And as far as accuracy, McNabb, if it was illegal to kill worms, McNabb would still be in jail.
Well, I'm going to take McNabb in that debate. If you remember, McNabb in his second year, I think he was an MVP candidate. But, Ray, I'll let you answer this. Young McNabb versus young Jalen Hurts.
We're talking year two? Is that kind of what we're talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
And McNabb played, what, 6-7 games his first year, and then he started his second year?
Hurts is a better runner.
Yep.
McNabb was a better passer. He was. I mean, everybody remembers the underthrown balls, and you know,
right.
and he threw some of those, but he was more accurate on a consistent basis than Hurts is now. Now Hurts can get better, and I think you're actually seeing him get better. I mean, you look at his completion percentage from last year was 52%, just barely 52%, and right now he's in the 60s. So he's already 10% better passer this year than he was last year. And it seems to me that he's improving by the week. So, you know, I think we haven't yet seen – I don't know if he's going to be as good ultimately over time as a quarterback, as a thrower, as McNabb was, because you look at his career, it was pretty good. But right now, you know, I'll give Hurts the edge in running, and I would have to say right now I'd have McNabb the edge in passing.
Total potential?
Total potential? Probably a higher ceiling with McNabb.
That's what I think. Hey, if Jalen Hurts is close to the career McNabb had, I will be delighted. I like Jalen Hurts a little bit, and McNabb got a lot of criticism when he was here, but McNabb ended up probably being the best quarterback of this franchise had in the last 50 years, right?
Yeah, I think the best since Van Brocklin.
Which is 60 years.
Yep.
Okay. 215-592-9494. Coming up at noon, tell us your story with Mark Howe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.